Sha?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. So, first of all, you can tell me a little bit about this program. You were an overeater from your teens into your early adulthood.
Yes, I was. You know, my soul was crying out, and you speak about having a balanced life so well, being healthy and vibrant at any age. And my soul in my 20s was so not that. It was crying out. I was so out of control with food. I felt fragmented. I felt defective. I felt not pretty enough, not good enough. I was all filled with the not enoughs. And there was a deep shame inside of me, and I was out of control with eating and with how I felt about myself. There was a lot of shame. So I was kind of in a pit and not knowing how to get out of it and binging and dieting. I was a junk food junkie.
So how did you finally get out of it?
So it wasn't through diets, as people would think. It wasn't through diets. It wasn't through exercising more. Although I believe that all those things are so important to lead a balanced life. But this was a different way. I started studying the connection between the mind and body. And at a certain point, I healed myself by aligning my mind and emotions in a way that connected back with the inherent health of my body. And my body healed itself and created a flow where I could eat whatever I wanted and not gain weight. And I think that most people in their lives have a time when they were in love or they were on a vacation or they were a child, but sometime, even if it was a week, where they could eat whatever they wanted and they didn't gain weight from food. And that's what I'm taking people back to, a natural flow that already exists inside of them.
And Patricia, for people listening to this, it sounds too simple.
Yes. But go ahead.
No, I just wanted if you could just expand a little bit about, I mean, you have been living this way for 30 years, but someone who has been binging or someone who is disgusted with the way that they look and had to go through or had to go to an event, not being really comfortable, saw the pictures and like, oh my goodness, is that what I, oh, how did I get that big? And where do they begin? When you're
Thank
so overwhelmed and you don't see the way out, and most people look at food as a moral issue. I've been good today. I didn't eat anything bad. Or, oh, I've been so bad today. I ate such terrible food choices. So they put it on a moral issue.
And then they blame and hate themselves.
That's right. That's right. And
Yes.
it's this vicious circle where they just can't get out of it.
Exactly. And that was me. And so what this is, and I don't want to say that, oh, this is so easy, although it can be fun, it can be a gift you start giving yourself when you start building a new consciousness. And in the program, which they can find in my book, you know, I begin to tell them how they can empower themselves. It is not an overnight process. What it is building a foundation of your new thinking and your new beliefs to a point where you get strong enough that your body, that your mind actually begins to change your body. It's a recipe that's worked for years, but you have to put in the work. In other words, you have to put in the consciousness by, let's say you start thinking that everything I eat makes me lighter and lighter, and you start seeing calories different as heat units of energy. You start looking at the world as energy that starts flowing, and food flowing through you, like we see in nature, how trees take in all the nourishment they need and they release the rest. There's that inherent health system in every person. So it takes practice to get back into that, and then to learn how to see food as non-intentional, not your enemy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But to begin taking in food and programming your body just to release it, to go back the way you were when you were born, that perfect healthy blueprint.
So let's go back. So the FFF way of life, the FFF program, is a way for you to finally take the morality out of it.
Exactly. Thank you. There, to stop beating yourself up, but to find out how you can neutralize food, whether it be good or bad, you know, rather than good or bad. As Einstein taught us, it really goes further than good or bad foods for you. It takes food at its quantum level by looking at food as energy. Einstein taught us that everything was energy in this world, and the quantum physics scientists have shown us that our mind and emotions affect our body. So what this does is take things out of, is this food good or bad, but looks at it as neutral energy that is affected by what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Emoto showed us that that our body is 70% water, and how our mind, with one word like hate or love, affects the water crystals. And since our bodies are 70% water, you can imagine what happens when you think, oh, that food is going to make me gain weight. Well, the water crystals contract around that idea in our body and start holding on to food. You're the director of what that energy does. You direct it to hold on to food, or you can direct it to go right through you. So when you say, I trust my body to take in everything it needs and release what it doesn't need, which is what your body was set up to do, you can imagine what that directive does to the body, the water crystals in your body. It allows it to begin to flow again, like the air you breathe, just breathing it in and breathing it out.
So you use visualization. This is an important part of your program.
Yes, I do. I use visualization, and I also, the visualizations where you, let's say, picture yourself eating something that's filled with calories and guaranteed to make you gain weight. However, when you picture yourself eating the same food but visualizing it as heat units of energy, not weight units, and you see yourself ingesting it and the body just naturally releasing the heat units, we're not hibernating now, so we don't need extra heat. We never really did. And so when we just go back to that way of just taking in food and trusting our body to release it, just like the air we breathe, ingesting it and releasing it, our body responds very differently.
And you also say to find 5 role models. Try to remember 5 examples of other people who could eat a lot and never put on extra pounds.
I do, because this is about a goal. You're going to, in this program, people empower themselves to reach a certain point where they get to a goal where they are going to prove, because until you prove it to yourself, it's all intellectual. So they're going to get on the scale and prove to themselves that they no longer gain weight from the food they eat. And they're going to do that. Part of the way, is by they will build a meditation. And part of that meditation is thinking about people who eat whatever they want and they don't gain weight. And everybody, if they start thinking about it, has an uncle or a friend who they go, look at them. Why can they just eat what they want and not gain weight, struggling so much? What are they doing that I'm not doing? And there's been studies shown that all thin people who are in their perfect proportion have certain thoughts in common. And that's what we're going to build in people through the program till they get strong enough, and then they're going to prove it to themselves. So
and I love what you say is that when you look at nature, you never see a fat flower or an overweight bird, and that's so true. How can people find out more about you and your work and the book? Is there a website?
There is. If they go to freedomfromfood.net, and that's not .com, just think of catching something, freedomfromfood.net, they can find out. There's articles, there's radio shows, there's all kinds of things, CDs, and the book. They can order the book all from the website, and I so encourage people to do it, to put in the time. It can be easy, and it can be a gift you give yourself.
And the gift that you give to yourself, and you have some great suggestions. The book is called Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach, because it's more than just the dimensions of food. You really want us to think of food as not having weight. And therefore, by not having weight, it's a very quantum kind of a theory. And I love that you're doing this.
Yes, because there's plenty of nutritionists, plenty of people who do exercise, but this is a way you can empower your mind, access your mind to actually create a difference in your body. And
so much into it. Yes, yes. Freedom from Food is the book. Thank you so much for being with us today, Patricia Bish. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. That's lifestyletalkradio.com.